This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis chapter of the national organization Remember the 400 is back from Hampton, Virginia, after their trip to honor the first African slaves in America. Already involved in educating fellow youth about Black history, members of the group came home with an even greater sense of purpose. The chapter members acknowledge the dark past, but now they're determined to shed light on the positive aspects of Black history. Several chapter members spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson after coming back from Virginia.
What you're hearing is the sound of lapping waves in the Atlantic Ocean. These are the descendants of waves that floated the slave ship carrying the first 20 or so Africans to the shores of Virginia. Naomi Blair of St. Louis recorded these currents at Point Comfort, the site where Africans were brought to America in late August 1619. But I'll let Naomi tell you her thoughts about the site. Here she is in the studio after the trip.
Very emotional, but also it's like horror almost for me.
And after a few minutes of self-reflection, Naomi said she felt a shift in her feelings.
It's weird because at first, when you first get there, it's gloomy almost, the emotions around it. But this is our future. We're at this ground for a reason. Let's come from this place, from this past, and do something with it.
The 20-year-old is a member of the St. Louis chapter of Remember the 400. She and about 27 other St. Louis area residents traveled by bus to Hampton a few weeks ago to commemorate the 400th anniversary of the first African slaves that reached the New World. The youth-led organization played an integral part in the city's youth and education festivities during the commemoration weekend. And during the months leading up to the August celebration, chapter members taught Black history lessons in schools throughout St. Louis and discussed racial disparities at community-wide events. Now that the group is back from Hampton, the members believe the stories of the first enslaved people are not only Black history, but also American history. Here's 20-year-old Sarah Blair's opinion on Black history. She was also on the trip.
Our Black history is so vast and so rich, it has touched other histories and other cultures. So our history is kind of all connected, you know, and we can't leave out parts of it for we're leaving out a whole culture of people.
In 2015, the National Museum of African American History and Culture surveyed 525 K-12 teachers across the U.S. about the state of teaching Black history in public schools. Although the survey found that the educators understood that Black history intertwined with American history, the teachers were only dedicating about one or two lessons of the entire semester to Black history in U.S. history classes. And to Naomi, it's almost always a misrepresentation.
It's responsibility to not ignore a huge part of our history and only show kind of the bad things. If Africa is taught, it's taught from the perspective of European colonizers. And if slavery is taught, it's also taught from the perspective of colonizers and the slave masters.
Micah Harris, who's 15 and was also in Hampton, says he wants to learn about Black history in its entirety.
Okay, when you look back on your history, right, people say you learn from your history, and if you don't know it, you're doomed to repeat it. So if you teach it, I feel like we could all come to a understanding, and I feel like the world would just be better at knowing our history.
While visiting Hampton, 21-year-old Natasha Porter says it was booth displays and the youth festival that enhanced her understanding of the first slaves and their descendants and emphasized how important representation is.
It's so important because without that representation, you're allowing everyone else to feed you a narrative that isn't really yours.
And since Natasha's trip to Hampton, she feels her narrative is clearly defined. She says her plans are to fill the minds of the next generation with Black history stories of triumph and freedom, not only the dark past. Anthony Ross is the director of the St. Louis chapter of Remember the 400. He says now that he's made his way back home, he is even more eager to start the implementation of recognizing Black history in St. Louis.
What happened isn't so long ago, and that we still have a long road to get through. For as much as the beginning of that history was in Virginia, right here in St. Louis, so much of that history still exists.
The group has been invited to the Missouri State Capitol by State Senator Brian Williams of Ferguson, and they plan to speak to lawmakers about expanding African American history education in the St. Louis region. Here's Sarah again.
Our children don't know who they are. Our adults don't even know who they are. How are you going to move forward as a people if no one knows where we come from? We need to do something. Like, change needs to happen, and if it's going to happen, it has to start now.
I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
To read more of the chapter members' thoughts on Black history education and other reflections from Hampton, visit stlpublicradio.org.